Hello and welcome to Motherhood in Hollywood, episode 61. My guest today is Lynn Betancourt from Hungry Girl, and she's also a Beachbody coach. And we're going to dive right into some topics about healthy eating as well as exercising. Oh boy, here we go. But before we dive into the interview with Lynn, I want to tell you guys about Up4 Probiotics. Up4 Probiotics has been manufacturing probiotic supplements and only probiotic supplements since 1979. That's over 40 years of clinical research and studies that's gone into this probiotic formula. And speaking of their formula, they have a clinically studied and trademarked super strain. It's called Lactobacillus acidophilus DDS1. What? I know. I bet you didn't know. I could speak science. You can find Up4 Probiotics in your local Target store in the vitamin section. You can also go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 Probiotics image, and that will take you right to Up4, where you can learn more about creating a healthier inside. And you guys, I'm so excited to welcome breastfeeding support company Lansino to Motherhood in Hollywood. They are now sponsoring my show, and we're going to be talking a lot about them and the accessories they offer and the support they offer to breastfeeding moms. We're also going to be talking about the new Lansino Smart Pump. It's the first breast pump to use Bluetooth technology. It pairs it with the Lansino Baby app to track pumping and automatically record the date and time and duration of each pumping session. And I'm very excited because we're also going to be giving away one of the Lansino Smart Pumps. That's right, to one of the Motherhood in Hollywood listeners. I'm going to put details on the Motherhood in Hollywood page, so make sure you check in there to find out how you can win your very own Lansino Smart Pump. Finally, there's a smarter way to pump.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey friends, welcome to Motherhood in Hollywood, episode 61. I'm Heather Brooker, and we have a great show today. Lynn Betancourt, who is a Beachbody coach and a recipe genius food editor for Hungry Girl. If you haven't heard about Hungry Girl, they make wonderful, delicious recipes in a healthier way. They give you options and find ways for you to make those healthier by swapping out ingredients or giving you alternative suggestions for cooking. And it's great. It's a great organization. And Lynn is a wealth of information. Lynn is also a mom of two kids. They're Irish twins. And I honestly do not know how she does it, you guys. She manages to still find time to work out and eat healthy and still take care of two little ones. I literally have no excuse for why I don't work out. So I'm excited to share that information with you, or share her interview with you rather. So before we get into that, let's talk a little bit. Let's do a little mommy monologue situation here. So I had to take Channing with me last week, to an audition, and she's kind of becoming a pro, you guys. She knows exactly what we do. We go in, we sign in the sign-in sheet, and we sit down and we wait for the casting director to call our name, and then she goes in. And you know what's funny to me is how shy she gets sometimes. We're definitely going through a phase where she's shy around strangers, and I know that this is something that's very natural, very normal. Not every, you know, 3 and 4 year old goes through this, but a lot of them do. And she will go into the casting room, and you know, I have such a big personality, and I'm very, you know, hi, friendly in the room. I'm friendly to everybody. Well, almost everybody. But anyway, we'll go in, but she's very quiet and reserved, and they are so nice. They try to engage her and talk to her, and she will just kind of pull away. And I'm wondering, I can't wait to see as she grows up if that's going to continue to be a trait she has, or you know, or if she's just gonna grow out of it and be like bubbly and loud like her mama. We shall see. It's so great. It's so entertaining watching them and watching her personality develop. So that's what's happening. I did have an audition. I'm not on TV right now, so obviously that did not work out. It is the constant struggle, you guys, of this business. We go on auditions, and we try to find creative things to do in the meantime to keep ourselves busy, which is what Motherhood in Hollywood is all about. Yay! So if you haven't subscribed to my show yet, please do that. I was so excited last week. If you missed my little post, Motherhood in Hollywood cracked the top 100 on the iTunes chart, which for me was such a great feeling. It was so validating to finally be like, oh, people are listening. I see everybody's tweets and Instagram and Facebook comments, and I try to, you know, reply back to everyone. So I know you're out there and I know you're listening, but if you could take a moment and ask your friends to subscribe to the show, it makes a difference. And I think that's what happened last week, is people just started subscribing to the show, and it helps with the iTunes rankings. So do that. Okay. Also, while we're doing all that, make sure you follow me over on Instagram. My Instagram is blowing up. We're just having a big party over there on Instagram. So follow me at Motherhood in Hollywood on Instagram, and of course on Facebook as well. We do our Friday feelings every week, where I'd love for you guys to jump on there, where I do my live Facebook chat with you, find out what your goals are for the week, if it's acting related, business related, anything like that. Again, not trying to be inspirational. This is not one of those podcasts where I'm like, you could do it, but it also kind of is. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of evolving into that a little bit. So you can do it, guys. Okay. So really quick, I want to say hello to a few new followers on Twitter. I want to say hello to, Ellen Oliveira at Young Love Mommy. Hi. Thanks for following me on Twitter. Ashley at Workout Champ. Baller, thanks for following me. And Marky Costello, you guys, hugely famous media coach and talent manager, Marky Costello is now following me on Twitter. Hello, thank you for that follow. And Desiree Eaglin, who is at the Funny Mom Blog. She is a Funny Mom Blog, and I'm totally into that, Desiree. I like what you're doing. I see it. I embrace it. Funny moms are amazing. Okay, you guys, that's going to do it for, I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I have some awesome shows coming up over the next few weeks. I am going to be talking to some incredible moms, authors, and a musician who has been such a big part of my life and Chris's life for so long. His name is Mike Doty. He's going to be coming to my house this week, and we're going to interview him. And I cannot wait to share that with you guys. So, yeah, it's going to be something really special. So stay tuned for that, and definitely tell your friends. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. All right. So here's my interview with Lynn, who you will hear in the background. Her kids are there. We're talking during, you know, while she's also trying to take care of her kids. So you know what, though? I'm leaving it all in. I'm not trying to edit it out and make it seem like something it wasn't. This is real life. This is what it's like to be a mom and try to juggle your career and your family. And Lynn is proof that you can do it. So here is my interview with my good friend, Lynn Betancourt. You are there right now at home juggling your two little ones, your Irish twins. So you guys may hear them in the background playing and chatting a little bit. But you know what? That's real life. And that is what we deal with as moms. I've had, for those who listen regularly, you know, Channing has barged in on more than one occasion while I'm recording my podcast. So that's always a good time. But I'm so glad that you're able to find a few minutes to talk to me today. And I promise we won't take up too much time.
No, I'm happy to.
So I want to talk to you, and you worked for Hungry Girl too. Are you still work for Hungry Girl, right?
I do. I am very, very lucky. When I decided to leave Los Angeles, which was a really hard decision to make, mm-hmm. I let my boss know, and she just wasn't ready to let me go, which mm-hmm. was amazing. So I actually get to work from here for so Hungry nice. Girl. And our relationship has actually been almost 10 years, which is so crazy.
Wow. Oh, I can't believe that.
Yes. It's awesome.
So when did we meet? Because we were tour guides together at Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. Yes. And I can never say that. I have to say the full title every time I talk about it. we met like what, in 2007? Because I started in spring or summer 2007.
Then I must have met you then, because I know I was a tour guide just ahead of you.
Yeah.
So funny.
Do you miss giving tours and talking about the backlot of movies?
You know, it's one of those jobs that I feel like I reference like two jobs in my life a lot. I reference being a lifeguard from when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, and I reference being a tour guide. For some reason, I love that job. It didn't feel like work a lot. Like, it was just kind of a fun job. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I miss the back lot. Every once in a while, I'll see some sets and I'm like, ooh, I know those sets. Like,
I do that too.
So that part's kind of fun. And I do, every once in a while, like, there's some awkward scene or an awkward, like, news anchor or somebody that's on live TV and a situation gets real awkward. And all I want to do is be like, pretend to push buttons and say, animal actors. Which is that, for those of you that don't know, it was our escape route when you were stuck on a tour and, like, your tram was stuck and broken down or
and there was
you're
some
waiting
kind of
for somebody to come help you. You just put animal actors on the screen.
It was like this clip that showed, like, it was like 5 minutes long or something brilliant like that. And it showed these great clips of animals doing wacky things in movies and TV shows. People loved that clip, and it also bought us a lot of time. So I think that tour guiding...
It was a savior for most of us.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Tour guiding, I feel like, gave me a lot of skills for improv to be like, now what am I going to say? What am I going to come up with? That sort of thing.
I'm pretty good at jumping in different situations when I need to.
Right.
And coming up with all these super random facts that are stuck in my head.
Which can also help in parenting, because sometimes you almost every day you have to jump from one topic to the next or one situation to the next, because it's a little crazy, as you know. So tell me why. Well, let's go back to Hungry Girl for a second. What do you do for them? Do you develop recipes?
So for Hungry Girl, I have done just about every single job under the umbrella. I've done food styling, food photography, editing, writing, and of course my favorite is recipe development. I still do recipe development. I do still do some writing and some editing. And of course I'm knee deep in all of the cookbooks, which is awesome. And it's just so rewarding to do that. I love working on those cookbooks and then seeing them come in the mail all beautified.
Do you find now that you are looking all the time for ways in your everyday meals to make recipes lighter? Like, has it become a habit now where you're like, okay, this is a recipe I want to make, but what can I swap out?
My other half he actually went to culinary school.
Oh.
So he knows how to make everything taste amazing. And he also had an experience with weight loss as well. So he lost a good handful of weight by starting to slim down what he was using for his ingredients. So for both of us, we do that in the kitchen. We try to make sure that if we're going to get cheese, we just get reduced fat. Like, it's not, we don't want all the fake stuff, but like, we know that we're going to usually eat more of it than we want to. So we can't go with the full fat. We kind of just like try to make smarter choices here and there. And we'll choose like avocado over certain other, you know, kinds of things because it's a healthier choice. And especially now, with the kids, we're choosing a lot of like organic foods. And because I'm nursing, I want to make sure I've noticed a big difference. Like, I did not get all organic meat with my older daughter, and she did have like some skin issues, but she would get like, you know, baby acne way more frequently than my son now does. Like, he barely ever gets it. So I'm like, he either just has completely different skin, which is possible, or it could be just the hormones or lack thereof in the meat that I'm buying. I don't think that really answered your question.
No, it did actually, because it's an awareness you have developed because of your work with Hungry Girl. And when you go shopping and when you're making meals, and it sounds like it's becomes a family type of thing.
I will say when I go grocery shopping, it's a completely different experience because I still am on the hunt for new products, like amazing things that have like lower calorie counts but satisfy some craving that you might have. Mm-hmm. That's what we're always on the hunt for, the entire staff. So when I go grocery shopping, which I used to have to do for my job all the time, I have basically every single product inventoried in my head. When I walk through the aisles, I know exactly where I'm going. I never go without a list. And I'm always on the hunt for something new. So I'm a hard person to go grocery shopping with. Like, if you like to mosey and like look at everything, I'm very methodical. But
Well, but I think honestly, some of the most healthy people are, because they go in with a plan and they're not just buying, oh, these chips look good, or, you know, this, I really need this cheese. That's what I do.
Well, I mean, let's be honest though, when you see something that, like, you're like, I've never seen that before, I must try it.
Yeah.
We, you know, I don't even want to admit this because this is like being recorded, but we have a thing where we usually, if there's a new flavor of Oreos, we get the package of Oreos and we each try one, mm-hmm. and then I make them take them, the whole package, to work and get rid of them.
I'm like, just
give them away. I was like, but I have to try one, and I'll just be thinking about it day in and day out.
But I think that that's okay. Like, I think that's okay, because otherwise you would be punished. It's almost like you're punishing yourself for not getting to try that Oreo or whatever snack thing you want to do.
There are very few things where I can at least walk away. Like, mm-hmm. Brian is not as good at walking away from
snacks and treats.
From the Oreo package.
From the Oreo
package. That's why I'm like, you have to put it away. Like, we have to immediately package it up and send it off.
But you also.
Or we're in trouble.
Yeah. But you also then know how to make desserts and things like that that are also lower calorie. Because I have to tell you, I am all for making things that are low calorie and healthier and all of that. But it almost never tastes as good.
I think too. Okay. So, I mean, because I've been doing this for now over 10 years as far as trimming down. And I went through the whole phase where everything was, you know, fat free and as low carb as you could possibly make it and jacked up with extra fiber so the calories would be less. Like, all the extra processed stuff, I ate that, you know, 9 and 10 years ago because that's what we thought was the solution to weight loss back then. Obviously, we've evolved a lot since then, but my palate has changed quite a bit. I can make things taste pretty similar, but it takes work and it takes effort. And if you're just following any old recipe online, you got to make sure that you agree with that person's palate, because you might be like really disappointed.
Yeah.
But I can make some amazing, like, you know, brownies. I usually bake up a batch of brownies that are lower calorie, portion them out, and I'll freeze the sections, the servings, and throw them into, obviously, the freezer because they're frozen. But right. And then when I really, really need something, I'll pull one out because I can't be trusted with like a whole tray. So that's my biggest issue with desserts, is like a lot of times you have to make a big serving or a big amount. And you're like, even if they're low calorie, if you eat half the pan, that's still kind of a lot of
that's
food.
True. See, my problem has always been like portion control, which I think is a problem a lot of people have, is like, as I'll be like, oh, this is so good, I need to eat all of it. And it's not like I grew up with my mom going, finish your plate, or, you know, whatever. It's just this, like, this is so delicious, I don't want to stop.
Yes.
So I will find that I'm addicted to anything with a dip. If somebody's like, here, I've got multiple dips, forget about it. I'm literally going to eat every last drop. So I have to make a conscious effort to only eat like a small amount of something.
Well, and I think that's where Hungry Girl comes in for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Lisa's theory, and I pretty much adopted it because I feel the same way, is you want to be able to still eat a lot of food. You want it to taste good, but you want it to be low calorie. So We've kind of gotten really good at maximizing our serving sizes. So we'll do that for like our dinner. We'll add in, it's usually a lot of extra vegetables or like other healthy things that can mimic the flavor of other things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
So like, if you're eating something with sweet potatoes and you make it with butternut squash, which is very similar in flavor once you season it up, you can eat a lot more of it for the same amount of calories. So that's kind of like the big theory when it comes to Hungry Girl. How can we do that? But desserts, man, desserts are an entirely different entity. My goal is like to eat dinner like at a late enough time where I will probably not want to eat something right before bed, and then I can get away with dessert like without eating it. But otherwise, like if I want to go and get something sweet, I have a stash of Hershey Kisses, and I have like one or two of those, and I just call it a win because I'm like, that's gonna have to be good enough.
Do you think
like, I'm still full from dinner?
Do you think there's something going on that when we're craving a dessert? Because I feel like sometimes after I eat, I'm like, oh, I need to eat something sweet.
So I agree with you because every once in a while I feel that way. And I used to feel that way a lot more. I this isn't an infomercial or anything for for any product or anything that I do or any industry I'm involved in. But when I was pregnant with Emerson, I couldn't eat anything. So I tried the shakes that I now drink every day, which is called Shakeology. And the nutrients that are in that satisfies your body so you don't crave things like that. Right. So if you're a person that typically craves sweets or salts or, you know, whatever it is that you crave, it's actually a lack of a nutrient that's making you think you want that. So if you satisfy that need that for your body with that vitamin or mineral, you're less likely to crave that food. You might just want that food, but right. You're less likely to actually have it in your bones. Like, I'm craving this.
So
nutrition is that key for that.
That totally makes sense to me, because I know that there are times when I'm going through the day and I think I'm eating healthy, but then by the middle of the afternoon, I'm like, I'm going to need a huge cheesecake to get through this day.
Yes. So that's another thing that does, you like, it's, yeah, you're like, I'm crashing right now.
Right.
Because you may not have had a balanced enough meals up to that point. So it can be, I will let you know, if you're not following somebody else's meal plan who's already put in the effort to making sure everything is balanced, like fat, carbs, and protein wise, you might feel that way in the afternoon. Even like if you're taking, you know, if you're taking a shake that is a nutrient dense shake, you're less likely to have that issue. But if you aren't balanced and you aren't eating enough carbs, really, your body is going to start screaming for them at some point during the day.
Oh my gosh, carb cravings are my biggest weakness, but I'm learning more about it. I'm trying to teach myself better ways to get healthy and get on the right track. And one of the ways you can do that, and one of the ways I do that, is by taking Up4 Probiotics. Up4 Probiotics has been manufacturing probiotic supplements and only probiotic supplements since 1979. They have a shelf-stable formulation. There's no need to refrigerate them. They feature chewables, powders, and capsules. And there is a product for everyone in your family, from infants to senior citizens. So if probiotics are something you want to try to help your health get a healthy gut, then go right now to your local Target store, check it out. They're in the vitamin and supplement section, or you can just pop on over to motherhoodinhollywood.com and click on the Up4 probiotic image. That'll take you right to Up4, where you can start learning how to create a healthier inside. Which is, of course, so important. Moms need to stay healthy. And if you're a breastfeeding mom, I have something exciting I want to share with you. Lansinoh, the breastfeeding support and accessories company, has a new smart pump. It's the first pump to use Bluetooth technology. Here's what it does. It pairs with the Lansinoh Baby app to track pumping, automatically record the date and time and duration of each pumping session. That's amazing. And what a great tool for moms, especially when your baby is brand new and you're running around trying to figure out your own schedule, their schedule, and get in a good rhythm. The Lansinoh Smart Pump could come in and help save you time when it pairs up with the Lansinoh Baby app. It helps you track breastfeeding and bottle feeding sessions, diaper changes, and your baby's growth. Go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Lansinoh Smart Pump image to find out more about the giveaway we're doing. You could win your very own Lansinoh Smart Pump. Details will be on motherhoodinhollywood.com. I'm so excited to share this with you, because finally, there's a smarter way to pump. That happens to me constantly. I'm a total carb addict, and I will, when Olive Garden has their all-you-can-eat pasta situation, I'm the first one in line. And then I'm like, why am I so fat? No, I love that. So, and you mentioned Beachbody then. So now you're a Beachbody coach. How did you get into that from Hungry Girl? Was it just, did it feel like an extension of it, or?
To me, it does. I got involved because a friend of mine was running a free group for 7 days, just an accountability group. Mm-hmm. And I was starting a yoga challenge at my yoga gym, which I can no longer ever get to because I have two little ones and I can't make a class on time. Oh. But they were doing try doing yoga every day for 21 days, see how you feel. And I always said I wanted to try yoga. So I thought the two of them kind of went together. I was like, it'll make sure that I go to the yoga studio, and it'll also make sure that my food's on point, and I'll just kind of feel reset. So when I talked to her, I ended up joining her free challenge groups. Our some other people, some other Beachbody coaches do, well, generally they handle their challenge groups a little different than the way that I do with our team. We do a lot of free groups, and like for 21 days, we just want people to feel their best and have a place to be accountable, regardless if you're using Beachbody programs or not. And I really loved that about it. She wasn't trying to sell me anything. So I was like, good, because I do my own thing. I know my nutrition. I work for Hungry Girl. I know how to make recipes, and I love the gym. So I don't need that help. So I went ahead for like 8 months and just was in these free challenge groups. And I finally got pregnant, of course, and then I couldn't eat anything healthy because I had food aversions to everything that was good for me. So that's when I got started with the shakes, because I was like, listen, I'm like, just tell it to me straight. Like, how do you feel? Like, did it help you with your last pregnancy? And I just started asking her a lot of questions, and I brought it up to my doctor, and I was like, I just need to get nutrients in my body. I know I'm not eating them. All I want is like fried food and soda. So I need help. I was like, because this is not the dream I had for my pregnancy.
Right, right.
I thought I was going to eat everything perfectly healthy and be like the most beautiful little pregnant girl. And I was like,
I had massive salt cravings when I was pregnant. Like, I just wanted to eat buckets of French fries all the time.
Well, and the worst part is I gave up French fries in like 2012.
Wow.
So I couldn't even eat those. Like, I'm so happy to have broken up with them, because in reality, I don't need them. Like, it was an addiction that if you have just a little bit, that craving and that fight and that want for it was going to happen more often and more often.
Yeah.
I can't just have 2 French fries and be good for a month.
Yeah,
so now that I've eliminated them, I don't really crave them anymore. It's like very, very rare.
That's what people say. So, they say that about soda too. Like, if you can eliminate Coke or whatever, pop from your diet, that you don't crave it anymore. And I'm like, I don't know. I think I still might, because I really, really like it.
It's so true. I gave that up for Lent 1 year. I like to use Lent as an opportunity to get rid of something, like a bad behavior. So I gave up soda 1 year, and I was amazed like what it did for me. And that was like back in 2003. And I mean, I'll still have it. Well, now I'm not having it, but I'll still have it with a cocktail if I'm going to have it. But like, it's a pretty rare instance when I do have it.
Oh, wow. All right. So tell me a little bit more about what being a Beachbody coach with you would mean. Like, if people wanted to work with you in your Beachbody coaching, do you give meal plans? Is it encouragement? Is it a little bit of everything?
So I like to do a little bit of everything. One of the things that I kind of specialize in is recipes. So I often do 5-day clean eating plans. I provide the entire 5-day menu, and it's a varied menu, so that way you can try some things you've never tried before or things in different ways. And I provide the grocery list and support throughout those 5 days, and everybody eats on the plan. And it's awesome because everybody's always pleasantly surprised, and so are their families, because they can eat the food as well. And usually the meals are pretty, you know, spot on, and everybody's happy. But that's just the 5-day plan. We also do 21-day groups. Those 21-day groups aren't as specific. You can choose whatever kind of eating style you like. If you're interested in a particular, you know, meal plan, I can help with that. Or the same thing with workouts. You can do anything you want. And if you want direction, I'm happy to help with that too. But it's a kind of a place for everybody to be accountable, and we just motivate each other. It's become a community where we all just build each other up. And I know it kind of sounds weird, but a lot of times it's a love fest. It's not easy every day being a mom. Like, you're not, a lot of times nobody's patting you on the back for doing really hard things. Mm-hmm. And to squeeze in your health and make yourself a priority is really, really hard. So these groups are kind of a way for us to go, you know what? Wow. Like, you did an awesome job today. Like, keep going. You're doing it. You're doing great. And we've seen people lose like dozens and dozens of pounds just from these free groups. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. Their transformations are also like inner body too. They're not just, you know, physical. They actually make themselves a priority, and they're happier and healthier overall because of it. And we do have other groups too, where you can follow a Beachbody program and drink the shakes, and you'll get awesome support there too. And with those groups, I usually provide a bunch of different sample menus so you can choose. So you don't have to follow my menu plan, mm-hmm. but it's a great way if you need help in that department too. You get the whole package. It's awesome.
I find that I have the hardest time finding energy and time to work out and to exercise. Like, I'm usually okay with eating. I mean, it's not great, but finding the time to exercise is the biggest challenge for me. But you are always posting these awesome videos of you working out, and like the kids are there too, and you're just like, whatever, I'm doing it, you know? And so many moms have questions like, how do I find time to work out with my kids?
Yeah. I mean, and this is like such a loaded like topic, because it's so hard. Time management for most people is really hard. We are expected to do, I was just thinking about this morning, so it's kind of funny that you say this, but we are born out of a society where women used to be at home and they weren't working, mm-hmm. and they were doing all the stuff for the house and all the stuff for the kids, and they were raising their kids and keeping their homes clean and their houses in order and paying the bills and doing everything. But now we're also working full time on top of that. And it's really hard to jam all that into one day. But someone told me, yes, sometimes something's going to give, but you just make your priority list, mm-hmm. whatever your priority list is. If you get those top three things done, even if you didn't get to the floors or you didn't get to something else like on your list, it's okay. At the end of the day, you can feel satisfied. Don't feel guilty that you didn't get all 20 things done, but just write them out in that order and feel satisfied at the end of the day if you get your main things I have to get done on that list done. So I've tried to take that to heart, but like for me, obviously now it's my business. I need to work out. But I also, I'm and this is kind of like a little aside, I was chosen out of, there are about 400,000 coaches in the network.
Wow, there's that many?
Well, some of them are working and some of them are more not really working coaches. They're more like discount coaches that you get a discount.
Oh, like on
if you are a coach and you don't have to do anything, you can just get everything for cheaper. Mm-hmm. So there is that option. So some of those are that as well. But they chose about 50 of us to get a sneak peek of a brand new program that's coming out in November, and it's called Quarter Force, and it's an MMA style program. And I am not a kickboxer. I'm not a fighter in any way. Although I've always
feel like you could be. I feel like you, yeah, because you're.
I always wanted to be.
You're scrappy. It's that little Boston scrappy gal.
I know. I always say that. I'm like, my Boston's coming out, but I always wanted to be like in an. I always wanted to be an action star. So in my head, that's what I'm doing. I'm preparing for that. But I committed to do 90 days, and I have to work out every single day for 90 days. Whoa. I have to have my nutrition on point. And I made that promise to them, and I made that promise to myself. And so there's no excuse at this point. I cannot. It doesn't mean after 90 days I'm going to be able to keep this up, but I know for 90 days I'm going to rock this. So wow. I'm doing that for 90 days. So it's a priority. It's hard because that means I have to use some of nap time. If I don't get up before the kids, I have to use some of nap time for my workout, which is not ideal because that's when I like to work. And sometimes that means I have to try to work while, you know, right now my daughter has 4 colored pencils and a handful of like organic crackers. And she is mashing the crackers with the pencil. And you know what? You're like, I'm working. It's okay. Yeah. It's not ideal.
I would rather she that's not do good that. Choice.
But you know what? The worst thing that's going to happen is it's a little bit of a mess. I'm going to have to clean it up later and she'll be fine. We'll all be fine. So sometimes I think it just, you have to let go of the stuff that doesn't really matter and just make priority what you can. So that's that. But also there's a cycle when you don't have any energy to eat healthy and work out. You can't work out and eat healthy, which will give you energy to do this.
That's what I've been talking about lately. That keeps coming to my mind lately because I'm constantly feeling tired. I'm worn out. I don't have the energy to do anything. And I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. But then I'm like, well, I know if I do it, if I start working out and I start eating a little better, I will get the energy and want to do it more. Like, I think there's a reason why people get addicted to health and fitness. And then, you know, it starts out with just going to the gym regularly. Then before you know it, they're running 5Ks and then they're running half marathons and then triathlons. Yeah. Is that a thing? You know, I think people get addicted to it. They get addicted to how it makes them feel. And I would love to just be at that point where I'm like, yeah,
it takes work. And I mean, as somebody, when you first met me, I don't know, I may have been close to a pretty heavy weight at that time. And I ended up losing 60 pounds 1 year after I knew you. So like, I know I got back up even if I met you when I was a little bit smaller, and it right now, because now I've had two kids and they're a year and 3 weeks apart, it is exhausting, and my body is not did not snap back into shape. And I know what work I have to put in, and that to me feels exhausting. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just remember how much I had to do to get there, but it's worth it. Like, I will never forget or regret feeling that way. You know, like, I worked so hard to feel amazing, and it's worth it. It's worth every bit of effort to do it, but it's so hard to find it when you're not in a rhythm. But I will say, there's two kind of solutions to, like, your situation is setting yourself up with a goal of, like, you know, just do it no matter what, no excuses, even if you just do it for a week. And you're like, this is my no excuses. And that's one option. And the other one is to adopt a rule of never miss more than 2 days in a row. So of anything. So that can be like of anything that you care about. So that could be this show. You know what I mean? If, you know, you love, you're passionate about working on the show, you would never go more than 2 days without working on it somehow. And so that would be the same thing with your clean eating and the same thing with your healthier eating and the same thing with fitness. If you miss more than 2 days, that's when you're starting to get into your slump, and it's so hard to get back into it.
Yeah, no, it totally is. Like, that's what's happened to me. Like, I've had the hardest time. Like, I'll go for a couple of days in a row and then something will come up, or I'll skip a workout, and then before I know it, another like 3 weeks has gone by. I did that whole thing, which I know you helped me with earlier this year, the 15x15, slowly over the summer, because I was so gung-ho about it and I was so into working out. And once it was over, I was like, whew, I could take a break. And then slowly over the summer, the weight has crept back on, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So it's truly something that I'm learning that you have to stay on top of every single day.
Yes. It doesn't have to be miserable or painful. It's just something you have to be mindful of. Like, it's funny because a lot of people, I have that happen to a lot of people where they're like, okay, I hit my goal, or I lost X amount of weight. I'm good. I don't need help anymore. And then they like run away. And I'm like, I'm not trying to message you to be a jerk. I'm just trying to see how you're doing. I promise.
Right,
like, I'm not
right.
trying to be on top of it. Oops. Sorry. She hit something with noise.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me grab that. Turn that off. We have lots of things with noise in this house, as I'm sure most people do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we probably have that exact
But yeah, I think it. I think it's one of those situations where you just have to find a way to make it doable for you and create changes that's something that you can maintain and keep up with. Like, if it's not realistic for you to be – I saw some of those workouts that you're doing, and they seem super fun, but I was like, I don't know if I could get up and go do that 5 days a week.
Well, some of them I would have liked to I would have loved to do the 5-6-7 sweat five days a week, but he only does that class twice a week. So even the people who are going to that still have to supplement on the days they don't go. And for me, that's kind of also how I fell out of it a little bit, is because it only happens twice a week. So I think there needs to be, and that's one thing I wrote like sort of in my wrap, there needs to be some more consistency for me. And like the circus workout, which was a lot of fun. That is going to take some serious training to build up those muscles, and that's why everybody in there was like, you know, had been doing it forever.
And I'll say too, like, you are so lucky living in LA. I miss that about Los Angeles, is that you guys get like the first workouts,
the variety,
the craziest, coolest stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a
I
lot
miss
to
that
choose from
about LA.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from, and that's why I kind of wanted to highlight some of the cool things that I had heard about, you know, like the tap dancing and all of that. So,
yeah,
it was definitely eye-opening to see what was out there, and I had such a good time. And now I just need to find a refocus and get back into it and find something that I know I can do every single day. But the food for me is also a challenge, so...
I will say, so, because the way that you are going to be most effective is pulling out the food scale, weighing everything and measuring everything and knowing exactly what goes into your body. But it can be like really tedious to do that. I've done it. And I will say the container system that Beachbody has created is a little bit easier, because there's no counting calories and keeping track. You just know you get X amount of this color container. You fill it up and then you go. Like, it's kind of nice in that way. So it's sort of like a compromise. And I think that needs to be most of what makes people successful is a compromise between what they really want to do, which is eat tons of meat and cheese. And well, if you're a vegetarian, you probably don't want to eat meat. But if you know, you want to eat a ton of like really decadent food, and but you know you need to like be really nitpicky about what you're putting in your body, and like there's a compromise with everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. And I am one of those people that just wants to eat tons of meat and cheese, by the way.
Right?
That's,
I know.
So totally me.
But hang on. So think about it for this second. If you're nursing your daughter and she can't, and she's sensitive to dairy, are you still going to eat cheese?
I think I probably did.
I know. I'm in this situation with my son. It was eye opening where I was like, I actually don't really need cheese. I miss Greek yogurt, but I don't need, Channing, I don't really need dairy.
Channing had a dairy sensitivity, for a long time, but we didn't know that's what it was until she turned one.
Oh.
Because we didn't really give her, like, well, we kind of let her have some yogurty stuff. And I remember asking her doctor, like, she has a lot of, like, runny poo. Should I be worried? And her doctor was like, no, that's pretty, you know, normal. If it keeps up, once we get her on regular milk and stuff, then we'll reevaluate. And the minute we started giving her regular milk, it was just, like, straight through her runny poo. I know this is gross. People are like, what the hell? But it was, like, almost like we knew immediately that she had a sensitivity, so we had to stop.
Oh, man.
So, but yeah, we figured it out. We got it figured out now, and it's a little bit better now. That's for sure. It's definitely better now. We also give her some probiotics, the Up4 probiotics. I don't know if you've heard me talking on my show, but we do the Up4 probiotics, and that's actually helped. Well, I'm really grateful for you for taking the time. I know that you have got a lot on your plate. You work so hard, and I am so proud of you always. And whenever you come back to LA sometime, we need to go to the old cowboy bar, huh? And have like a little mom's night out.
You know that, like, so every single time there's a new workout that just came out called Country Heat, and it's line dancing workout. And I think of you guys every single time because I'm like, oh man, where are my girls? So I just kind of pretend you guys are with me.
And then just as keep
I'm doing
dancing.
My country line dancing.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And it's a workout. So, I mean, that's the thing. So, like, if I can just leave everybody with like one thing, just do something, anything. It doesn't have to be painful. Like I was telling Heather, like, just do, if you need to get started, start with something you don't hate. You know, walking, dancing, you know, those things are relatively painless if you like those things. And, you know, do whatever it is that you like. And jump on a trampoline. Do a hula hoop. I've seen it all, and I have clients that do it all. So just do anything at all.
To get moving.
But just get started, you know? And it doesn't have to cost a ton of money. Just make baby choices, baby steps.
I love that. That's really good advice, everybody. So make sure, I hope you guys enjoy this conversation with Lynn, because she is a wealth of information in terms of, like, not just, healthy eating, which she knows a lot about from her years at Hungry Girl, but also exercising and, like she said, getting moving. So Lynn, where can everybody find you to keep track of your progress and check out your Beachbody stuff?
Awesome. I would love the support while I'm going through this 90-day challenge. And I'm going to be posting a lot about it on my like page over on Facebook. And that is facebook.com/LynnBetancourtFitness.
All right, cool. Well, I will make sure I put all of that information on motherhoodinhollywood.com as well. Lynn, thank you for being on my show today. I know you've had a busy weekend and week, so I really appreciate it.
No, and I am so flattered that you would include me, since I had to take a year and a half off from performing. So I can't wait to get back into feeling like I'm back in Hollywood.
Yay. All right, everybody. And take a minute, go to motherhoodinhollywood.com. If you have not followed Motherhood in Hollywood yet, do that at MIH Podcast on Twitter, and search Motherhood in Hollywood on Facebook and Instagram. I hope you guys are having a great week. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.